The 8th chapter is entitled Koichos Negdiyim Le'ahava Vira, forces that oppose Ahava Nira. Es haichach la'asagas ma'alois anu makirim b'chole keifoi, the imperative to achieve certain achievements, we only recognize it to its fullest extent rak kshanachnu makirim es hakochos hefchiyim shelem, only when we recognize their opposite forces. V'hen, indeed, the pasuk in Koheles gam es ze leumas ze asa ha'elohikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world in perfect balance, this one opposite that one, meaning ein ma'ala ba'olam she'en lach koach negdi. There's no achievement in the world that doesn't have a corresponding negative concept. Ma'im ha'koichos ha'imedim leumas ahava v'ira. What are the forces that oppose ahavas Hashem yiras Hashem? Chazal gilu isam b'Yerushalmi berachos be'ektes alacha hei, shuva b'seita chav beis amud beis, tois feis, dibu matril parush, perish me'ahava. So it's cited there in tois feis in Maseches Seita. The Yerushalmi says, asei me'ahava v'asei me'ira. You should do out of love, you should do out of yira. Asei me'ahava, you should act out of love for Hashem shibasa lisnoi. If you feel hatred, zechoy shata oyhev, remember, you are a one who loves, and one who loves does not hate. So that's the opposite of ahava, quite intuitive, sin'a. Asem yir'a, you should do out of yir'a, shimbasa leva'eit, zechoy shata yorei ve'en yorei meva'eit. If you come to, literally, to kick, to rebel, remember that you are yorei elokim, and such a person is not meva'eit. The author explains, sin'a uv'ita, hatred, and again, beita literally to kick. It means to rebel over here. Heim hakoches negdiim le'ava v'ilira. These are the forces that oppose ahava v'ilira, the opposite forces. Shnei koches tohimim. These are two abysmal forces, deep forces. Hayetzer hara nika eil zar sheyesh begufo shel adam. We know Chazal in Shabbos daf kuf hei refer to yetzer hara. They reference a pasuk in Tehillim, what we say in the Shir Shel Yom on Thursday. Lo yeh vecha eil zar. And Chazal comment, eil zar shish b'gufo shel adam, an alien force within the individual himself. Ve'ein zoi melitza, says the author. It's not just a figure of speech. Hayetzer hu koach shel zarus. Yetzer is essentially a force of alienation. Harei kol adam nimtza ben kerivim, chavirim, uvnei roi, uven klal bnei adam adamilo. An individual finds himself among relatives, his family, and friends, and those in his community, and further on, wider circles, and eventually finds himself as one human being out of other human beings who are all similar. Gam boi re'oi karov elav kira gdola, and his creator is also very close to him. Aval beli boi mekanen koach shel zerus. Nonetheless, we have a yetzer hara in our hearts that nests, that festers a force of alienation. It causes us to see others as different, to keep our distance, to push away. That tends to cause us to see other individuals as opponents, as enemies. And this alienation has two consequences, sin'a uve'ita, hatred and rebellion. Let's try now to deal with it more deeply after this introduction. Paragraph Aleph. Hanifga oy nizok el adei chaviroi, v'hu noter lo iva. A person who was harmed by a fellow and keeps a grudge. Gam ze asuim. This too is forbidden. Ki lo yisisna es achicha bilvavecha, the pasuk says. One is not permitted to do that. Lo yisikon ve lo yisitor. Aval anu mevenim zos. But we can understand. We can understand a person who has a grudge against somebody who harmed him, hurt him. More difficult to understand is that ta'ava is also close to sin'ah. Aval kach darshu chazal smuchin ben parashas yifas toyar ufarashas habechor ben esinu'ah yakir bereish kisetzeh. The beginning of parashas kisetzeh, so we have kisetzeh l'milchama, and we have the whole parasha of yifas toyar, the woman who's captured in war, followed by this concept of a son born to a less favored wife. V'chen amu b'sifri. And the Sifri says it quite explicitly. If you don't desire this captive woman, hakasuv mevasrecha shata asid lisna'isa. The kasuv here makes a prediction that you will come to very much dislike her. Now this began with Tava in the battlefield, tremendous sense of Tava, the person overcome with desire for this woman, but it ends off with Sin'ah. Ta'ava yilichoira hargashas kirva. On the surface, we would say that lust, this desire, is a sense of closeness. Eichim olida Sin'ah. How is it that it leads later on to hatred? Umforashu b'mishlei perek yutches pasuk alef. Le'tza'ava yavakesh nifrad. So ta'ava, one who seeks ta'ava, it brings to dissension and separation. And again we ask, ta'ava uferud v'sina'a etmeha. Why? How can it be that this desire for closeness really leads to dissension, hatred, etc.? That's much more difficult to understand. Ach kashe me'akoy lavini sin'as chinam. More difficult than anything to understand is mamash sin'as chinam. Yisnei mamash beli kol siba, to hate without any reason. Hare in shum higayon v'zeh, it seems to be completely illogical. What I want to tell you is afilo tera ugemilus chasadim beyachad. Even if a person is tera and gemilus chasadim at the same time, einan chayma betucha bifnei sin aschinam. It's not a guarantee. It's not a certain wall before sin aschinam. It's not a guarantee that one will not come to sin aschinam. Ki kach amu beyema daftes amud beis, aval bevayis sheni sheani yodim sheyoskim betera uvigemilus chasadim. Chazal is speaking. They say during bayis sheni, as opposed to bayis rishon, which is Gilu Arayos and Shvechus Damim and Avodah Zarah. By Shani, we know that we're involved in Terek Nus Chasadim. Mipnai Ma Hu Charav. What was the cause over there of the destruction? Mipnai Sheisav Sin Aschinam. So you see, there was Terek Nus Chasadim and still Sin Aschinam. How can that be? Koach Nerai Hasinam. It is an awesome force, hatred. Maran Rav Simcha Zisul Mikel Mishmasa Eden, the ultimate Kelm, he reveals a certain approach over here to understand the gam huk shel atzmoni ramoy. The approach itself is also awesome. Huk yisev she sinas chinam zeu ahavasam es atzmam velachen sanu lezulasam. Sinas chinam is love for oneself. It is a deep selfishness which causes hatred of others. Ki ahaves atzmoi sonech averoi. At a certain point, narcissism and love for oneself turns into hatred of others. Chochma u'musar chelek beis siman kuf samech alef. Nechdoi, his grandson, Maran Eliyahu Eliezer, Rav Dessler writes in Michtam Eliyahu, in the third volume, on page 215, Sin'as chinam haynu chinam mamash, for no reason, mamash, hatred, for no reason, she'ena ketetza'a miyischarus la'asagas ezo matera. It means that this hatred didn't come about as a consequence of some competition, that were competing to attain something, and the one beat the other. Yetzer ha-ga'ava haya ha-sherish l'ratzin zeh l'shilton mukhlat. The Yetzer of Ga'ava is the root for this desire for total domination of others. Sheheviyam l'sin'as re'im, brought them to hate others, fellows. Shelo yachlu lisbol etzem itziyusoy v'kimo shel zolaz. They couldn't bear the very existence of another individual. That's the end of the quotation. Gam elehim dvarim l'ra'im admeh. These are really awesome words. Hen kol adam ho'eves atzmoy u'muchrach l'eves atzmoy. Every individual is self-love, and that's how the world is created. It's not that there's an aberration of Yakutash who created such a thing as self-interest. However, to push it so far that one's selfishness becomes aniv efsiyod, I and nothing else counts in the universe, that's neiradava, that's something that is awesome. Sin'ah mekalkeles es ashura, Chazal say, famously in the context of Bil'am. He was so infused with hatred for the Jewish people that he overrode the protocol. Such a person, such a wealthy and distinguished person, doesn't saddle his own donkey. Bi'amenu, we wouldn't expect somebody like the King of England, when he's going on a meeting, he doesn't fetch his own car from the garage. There's a chauffeur that brings around. This is how radical the actions of Bil'am were. Such a person like Bil'am does not saddle his own donkey. It's not done. Nonetheless, Sin'ah mekalkeles es hashura. So Sin'ah spoils the protocol. He poretzes gedorim. It just breaks through normal modes and standards. Ad shafilu iskim b'tera v'gmilus chasadim einam betuchim mena. To the point where even those involved in tera v'gmilus chasadim are not guaranteed to avoid it. Kama ze mechev lasis me'ahava, and this obligates us to act out of ahava. Hein gam ahava mekalkeles es ashura. Chazal make the same statement about ahava mekalkeles ashura, of course in the context of Avraham Avinu, that his love HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to saddle his donkey on the way to the Akedah. And it's exactly as perplexing as in the case of Bilam. Avraham is a wealthy person with many, many servants. He doesn't fetch his own car. There's a chauffeur to do that. Nonetheless, Ahava Mekalkeles is a shura, lifreitz gedarim, v'lishbo mechitzes, to go beyond the normal mode of behavior. In brackets, and bereshis rabba pek nun hei. V'nei ha-tira kula ahava. We've made this point many times. The essence of Torah is ahava. Kvar herachnu bazeh dai. We've elaborated on this sufficiently. Kol ha-mitzvois ha-rabois she-ben adam la-haveroi. The numerous mitzvois ben adam la-haveroi keluluis b'chlal ha-gadol shel ve-ohavta l're'acha kamoicha. They all come under that great fundamental idea of love for fellow Jews. Ha-ramban marchik leches oides. He goes even further. וחושב כי כל מצווי עשי יסודן באהבה. Not just בן אדם לחברוי, but all מצווי עשי are rooted in אהבה. שורש המצווי לא יסעשה הוא במידה סדין ויראה. The root of the prohibition זה לא יסעשה is in the midah of din and יראה. האהבה גדולה מהיראה, ultimately אהבה is greater than יראה, לכן עשי דוחה לא יסעשה. That's how the Ramban explains, that's why we have this odd rule that עשי דוחה לא יסעשה. Ramban beviur dibur zechoy beisoy. In explaining the dibur of Shabbos in Parshas Yisoy, Hari kol mitzvah shadam oisay tzricha lashish oisay be'ahava. A mitzvah the person does is to root him in ahava. Chayav adam lisoyerer laze. The person has to be aware of this, alert to it. Ve'lasis me'ahava, and to do out of love or lisametz with it, to make an effort. Ve'az back to the Yerushalmi, im basal lisnoy. If you feel a sense of hatred growing, zechoy shata oyhev. You are rooted in Ahava, ve'en oyhev seineh. V'zois, why is this? As Gemara in Nedarim, the Flamed Beis, puts it, ki bish'as yetzara, leis demidka yetzatev. When the yetzara is strong, people don't remember the yetzatev. So he's saying you have here to be alerted, to remind oneself. Harei ka'asher ba'im lematzav sh'boi mis'urer sinah. When a person comes to a situation, circumstances where sinah is stimulated, tzarich lis'ameitz. Please caution. One has to make that effort to remember I'm rooted in Ahava. Adkan.